This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yes. I saw this nice $35 million home for sale, and I'd like to buy it. I'm just wondering if you'd be interested in representing me. There is a listing agent, but I have cash, by the way, and there's no problem with it. So anyway, could you give me a call, please? Gerald, 699. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Did that come through? We deleted his number, and unfortunately, Richard got a hold of it first and deleted the number before I could call him back, so I never did get the client. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees. The Bee Man is coming December 18th. Paul, is it Paul O'Keefe? I can't think of Paul's last name. If you have honeybees where you don't want them, don't exterminate them. Go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline, sbba.org, Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association. Great guest today, returning after a year and a half, attorney Ken Feinberg out of Washington, D.C., consistently named one of the 100 most influential lawyers in America by the National Association, by the National Law Journal. I actually misspelled lawyers. I can't tell you what it actually says. So he's coming on the second segment. Great, great guest involved in major disputes, complex disputes like Penn State, sex abuse scandal, the BP oil spill, mass shootings, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook Elementary School, September 11th payout. That's what we spoke about last time he was here. Speaking of shootings, thankfully the next hour here on the program, we won't be talking about the shooting in Vegas that occurred last night. I heard about it on the radio, and then they just start repeating because there was no information. So I turned it off, and I get in my car to drive to the studio, and I thought, you know, I'm going to listen to some rock and roll. And what song is playing? It's The End of the World as We Know It. So that was just perfect. Okay, we've got the fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date. We'll do in the first segment. Couple of mentions before they get too old. This was from Sunday, September 17th, Santa Barbara News Press. A big headline, man jailed for fraud, post bail with fake check. It's a Malibu man in Ventura County Jail, 42 years old, and he was being held on bail of $1.45 million, and He forged, passed a counterfeit cashier's check at the dealers, and then he ended up doing a counterfeit cashier's check to post the bail. So you know what? You can't applaud crime, but that's impressive. Another bit of news, I had mentioned this before, I believe. I did get a letter, August 28th, 2017, from Anthem Blue Cross. Your health plan is ending December 31st, 2017. You'll have to choose a new one, but not from us. Just unbelievable. I switched to Anthem Blue Cross from Anthem Blue Shield because Blue Shield, with insurance and doctors, you know, they pay not pennies on the dollar, but close to it. And they decided to pay even less. And guess what? Most doctors in Santa Barbara said, no, well, we can't take your insurance, as did Sansom Clinic and Major. So they're just done in Santa Barbara. So my insurance broker is trying to, people are trying to negotiate with Anthem Blue Shield to go back to their old rates. I didn't want to lose my doctor, so I switched to Anthem Blue Cross, and now they're dumping me. Speaking of insurance, a friend client was asking me about a 1031 exchange paperwork filling out and basis, this and that. She was worried about her heirs. I said, well, you know, when you die, you know, the old expression, the best way to acquire property is to inherit property. And I said, well, check this out, but I think when you die, the stepped up basis comes up, and whatever you're, even if you had a low basis, so your heirs don't have to pay any taxes, and that in fact is the case, she confirmed. And in the article, the guy referenced the three Ds. Defer. See, what you're doing when you do a 1031 exchange, you're deferring the gain. You're not avoiding the gain. When you sell a principal residence as an individual, $250,000 capital gains exclusion, $500,000 for a couple, married couple, exclusion, that's, you know, the first, it's exempt. But with a 1031 exchange, you keep rolling it over, you're deferring the tax. It's not exempt until you die. So this article referenced the three Ds, defer, die. And that's what you want to do in a 1031 exchange. Not to be confused with transferring your tax base on an income property up to $1 million in addition to your principal residence to your children. I don't think you can adopt someone and do it like some young lady you're dating. You might have to marry her. All right, I guess we should take a look at year-to-date stats. Let's make sure what I covered here. The weekly stats for the fourth segment will be the 39th week of the year for the week ending September 29th, 2017. So year-to-date is through September 29th, 2017. Averaging 21, almost 21.8, 21.7 sales per week. Last year at this time, year-to-date, 20.5 sales per week. And in 2015, 22 sales per week. So we're just a hair below 2015, but we are 6.1% higher than last year in the number of single-family sales from Carpinteria to Goleta just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. There'll be a few outside of the MLS, so that number would be a bit higher. Median price year-to-date for single-family homes from Carpinteria to Goleta, almost $1,278,000. And it's been an opposite of last year. Last year, year-to-date through September 29th, it was $1,207,000. But at the beginning of the year 2016, a year ago, a median price was $1,003,000 for the first quarter, and it just kept going down. And it went down. Of course, you start January of 2017. It was down, and it's slowly gone up. $1,278,000, nearly $1,280,000 median price. That's 5.9% higher. Median price 6.1% higher. Number of sales year to date. We'll do the weekly multiple listing update in the fourth segment. My guest will be with me for the second and third segment. Attorney Ken Feinberg out of Washington, D.C. He's got some new topics to talk about, what he's been doing. He had written a book, and he basically acts as a neutral party or as a settlement counsel. And there's a few things. I guess the more recent was the Orlando Pulse nightclub terrorists that killed 49. So I guess we're not going to get away from talking about terrorists today. And, of course, pretty ironic that this Las Vegas shooting occurs just the night before my guest is coming on. Okay, if you're out looking for a home, 399 single-family homes from Carpinteria to Goleta are on the market right now that are not in escrow. Last year at this time, 431. Go back to 2010, it was 638 versus today, 399. So that's a big turnaround. If you're looking for a house under $1 million, single family, 44 listings to choose from. 44. Not in escrow. Total of 82, but 46% of those are in escrow, so a net number of 44. This week, only two new listings hit the books under $1 million. So if you're looking for new inventory, and one of those two are already closed. It was reported for statistical purposes only. So, tough road to hoe in the under $1 million category for a single-family home from Carpinteria to Goleta. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with attorney Ken Feinberg to talk about compensation programs for world catastrophes and tragedies, or I should say in the United States. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.